We're going to go back just briefly to Acts chapter 13 and verses 2 and 4 for a second question. And this is the question. The first one was, who was in the church at Antioch? The second question is, where did God send Saul and Barnabas? Where did God send Saul and Barnabas? If we look at chapter 13 and verse 2, we're back on page 1107. And we read there that God says, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And I wonder whether you have ever had the sense that God was speaking to you. We talked about this actually in our home group last week on Wednesday. And I just want to notice three things just quickly that we notice in this passage about how God speaks to his people and how God speaks to his church in Antioch. The first thing is that God speaks during worship. God speaks to them while they are worshiping the Lord and fasting. God speaks to his people. It wasn't that the church had sat down and decided, today we're going to have God speak to us. No, the church was worshiping and God spoke to them. And I wonder, as we come to worship week by week here at Harborne Baptist, do we come with the expectation that God would be speaking to us in worship, during worship, here in our church? The second thing is that God speaks as they were gathered together. He speaks to them as they were gathered together in worship. There's nothing individual about the way that God speaks to this church in Antioch. It was the group, the prophets, the teachers, and also presumably the wider church around them that God speaks to. We might think of God speaking to us in a quiet time when we're off on our own by a beautiful river or up a mountaintop or something. And I'm sure God does speak like that to people. But here in this passage, it's when they gather as a group. That's the point that God speaks to them. And then the final thing is that God speaks during worship as they gather together. And he speaks, but he doesn't give them all of the details. You notice that? We're not told how the Holy Spirit speaks. We don't know if it was an audible voice. We don't know if there was writing on the wall like our post-it notes there. We're not told that. But God says this, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. He doesn't say, I want you to go here, here, here and do this, this and this. It was as they respond and as they obey the call in faith that God leads them onto the next steps. Where were Barnabas and Saul sent? Well, they were sent to the place God had prepared for them, to the work that God had ready for them to do. And in verse 3, this is really important, and we talked about this in our house group on Wednesday. In verse 3, what do they respond with when they hear God speaking to them? Verse 3 says this, maybe on the screen as well. It says this here. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Their first response to hearing God speak was to fast and to pray. They didn't just rush into this, but they thought, well, let's pray and let's check that, yes, this really is what God is showing us. This really is what God is asking us to do. And that's important for us to hear. That is, as the church prays and fasts and asks, is this really what you want from us, Lord? That they then send Barnabas and Saul off. And in verse 4, the two of them, Saul and Barnabas, are sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. They go down to Seleucia, which is the port, and they sail from there to Cyprus. Can anybody remember something I said earlier in this service about Cyprus? See your listening skills. I mentioned Cyprus. Where Barnabas was from. Who said that? Who was that? It's the place that Barnabas was born. So where does God send Saul and Barnabas? The first place he sends Barnabas and Saul is home. Home. Via the port to home. Cyprus is Barnabas's home town, home island. It's where he was from. And isn't that interesting? I only realized that on Thursday this last week, that the first place this mission journey goes to is home. And as we think about the question which comes to us this morning, which is this, where is God sending us? The answer may well be home. And there may well be things that God has for us to do at home, whatever that might mean, the home that we live in now here, or going back to our home, or whatever it may be, that actually they go on from Cyprus to other places. They don't stay in Cyprus, but the first place they go back to, they go to, is their home. We're going to hear just a few stories before we pray again and then sing about how people are responding here at this church to this question. Where is God sending us? The first thing that we might respond, or one of the ways we may respond, and the kids down here are doing some activities around Christian Aid Week. This is Christian Aid Week. And it may be that part of our response to God this morning, or more generally, is to say, yes, I want to be involved in Christian Aid Week, in other ways to bless people around the world, in places like Sierra Leone, as we heard last Sunday on the video. And today, and over the next few days, some of us will be going out and delivering envelopes and collecting envelopes, and let's be praying for those who are involved in that response. There's a second response. I'm going to invite Mike to come up, because Liz is not here this morning, as you may have noted, but you may or may not realise what it is that she's been doing. Mike, if you want to come up here and just tell us just briefly what it is that Liz is doing, just as an example of something that we may feel God is calling us to be doing.
Yeah. Liz has been away, and she was walking overnight on the moonwalk, 25 miles, off my full marathon, half marathon.
26.
And to bring, not only to get funding for the charity, but to bring awareness of that charity. And I think it's the second time Liz has done it, but obviously Liz has felt the call to go out and get involved. And it looks, if you look on their Facebook page, it's a very fun thing. It's very colourful and everything. So it's listening to what God is saying, and Liz has obviously listened, got involved in this, and to bring awareness of that charity, but also to raise funds. So and many of us have took the opportunity as well. To use the online donation system to support this cause. Cancer is something that most of us, the majority of us here, will know someone or have a relative who will, unfortunately, suffer from cancer. So it is a good cause. I say that irritatingly because, as you know, Maureen recently passed away and Sandy is having treatment. So it's something that we're all aware of. So we thank God that Liz is able to get involved in this and bring awareness for that. For anyone who feels that they want to get involved and support that cause, what Liz has been doing, there will be a basket on the table if you want to make a donation, and that will be forwarded on to the charity. But we thank God that as we listen to God and the Holy Spirit motivates us to get involved, we too can get involved in things like that.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, so Liz finished just about an hour and a half before we came to church this morning, so it was an all-night thing she was involved with. So that's another way, just an example of how somebody responds. I'm going to invite Helen to come up, because Helen's going to tell us about another opportunity that all of us will have in just a few weeks' time, and something that's going to be held here at church that Helen's going to tell us about.
Jolly good, thank you. So about a year ago, I was sitting in church, and a challenge from the pulpit was to get more involved. And so I took that opportunity to get involved with the home group. For about a year now, I have been going to the Wednesday evening home group, led at that time by Mike and hosted by Barbara Ann. And that has been a really smashing way of getting to know a few people in this congregation a lot better. And what we would like to do as that home group is to host a sort of a social evening, okay, for the church on the 8th of June. So that's what's on the notice board here. So we haven't quite come up with a name yet, but one of the suggestions is quiz and chips, okay? It's a social evening. It's for all ages, okay? Diversity, we've mentioned celebrating diversity. I promise there will be a wide range of questions, but it will be fun. It's not mastermind, it's not university challenge, it will be fun a fun variety of questions. And then we will also have fish and chip supper together, which Barbara Ann will be coordinating. So at this stage, please can you save the date? The 8th of June at 4 o'clock, so that's 864, the 8th of the 6 months, 4 o'clock, to answer a few questions and eat some chips. Okay? Any ideas on what sort of questions would be fun? Please let me know. And any comments on the food and stuff, please talk to Barbara Ann.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. So just some ideas, some examples, and of course for as many of us who are here, we will hear from God in different ways and respond to God in different ways. But just a few examples there of ways that people have heard and have said, yes, I believe God is calling me into a particular experience or particular role and to respond in a particular way. But we're reminded in Acts 13, and we're going to sing again in a moment, but we're reminded that it's God who takes the initiative. It's God who speaks. It's God who sends. And the kingdom that we're speaking about here, the kingdom with no limits, is not our kingdom, but God's kingdom. And so let's just pray for a moment before we're going to sing our final song, which the final song is actually a prayer in itself to come, set your rule and reign, build your kingdom here. But let's just pray for a moment before we sing. Lord God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you and praise you for those things which we wrote and stuck on the window earlier. We thank you for the wide diversity of people you have called here to this church. And Lord, we pray that as we hear from you, you would show us where we can respond and you would show us where it is that you are sending us and where you want us to step out in faith and respond to your call. So we pray that as for the church in Antioch, so for the church in Harborne, that you and your Holy Spirit would be at work amongst us to spread the message of your kingdom with no limits to all around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our final song, Come, Set Your Rule and Reign, and invite you, if you're able to stand, please do so as we sing. It's a prayer as we sing together.